Good morning. Candle lighting this evening, 4:42. Mincha followed by Maariv will be at 4:45. Halacha Yud Bet of the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Bet, 12:12, suggests Imachmat Einza Onas. If for some unforeseeable reason, which we've had on many occasions over the last year, you're unable to get to shul, able to go to the Bet Midrash for communal davening, and you find it impossible to even go to another place where there might be a minion in a house minion or a shtibl or something like that. One should try their best to try to assemble a minion in their own home so you can daven betzibur. The next halacha will suggest what you can do if you can't even do that. But what we have here is now a transitional moment in the halachic dynamic, where so far we've been suggesting how far one need to go to find a way to exit personal space and find a way to have a transformative moment entering a communal space. You should go as far as you can. You should walk past shuls to find another shul. You should find the biggest shul you can find. Yesterday we noted we should slow down on our way into shul after having run there so that we can enter the space and maybe put on our talit and tefillin and have a moment where we coronate ourselves in the shul. And here we suggest, and look, if you can't transform yourself and move from a private space into a communal space, we should maybe do our best to try for at least for a moment to transform our private space into a communal space in our own home, find a way to get conscious of our neighbors, their needs, and the people around us.